Celebrations of the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King echo across the nation today. Macon County has celebrated with an interfaith service for more than 25 years. Here's more on that story.
Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood.
Reverend Mozart Molnier is the pastor at Burgess Chapel in Franklin. His rendition of Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech brought the audience to their feet at First United Methodist Church. This was just a part of the program that included speeches by local author Carolyn Higgins, a spiritual sing-along by the group C Square, and a historical fiction monologue on the unmarked slave graveyard at the church. The Human Relations Council of Macon County has held the service for over 25 years, says Sunitha Owens, the council's treasurer.
And like I said, I've lived in a period where, you know, it's always been the N-word and all that kind of stuff. But some of my best friends were young white girls. But I still feel like I have a job to do, you know, just for the younger generation that yet to come up. Because right now, nothing's guaranteed.
Owens was born and raised in Macon County. She says her brother was one of the first black people to attend Franklin High School. She has seen a lot of change in her 65 years.
It's like a dog-eat-dog type world. And so I'm often saying to myself, if Dr. Martin Luther King was alive today, what would he say about what's going on right now in America or at the border or wherever?
Owens was happy to see an immigrant family from Honduras take part in the service to sing a civil rights song in Spanish. She says civil rights are a cause for all races.
It's just like that old tale about a toothpick. If you put, you know, one, you can break easily, but if you put several together, it's harder to break.
This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.